All right, so John, here's an old statistic. Native Americans living on reservations across the country, this is according to the Justice Department, Native Americans experience 2.5 times the crime rate of the general average U.S. population. And here's another one for you. On tribal land, violent crime often goes unpunished, or sometimes the punishment, even for very serious offenses, is small. Sentences of 1 to 3 years in prison, even for rape and murder. The current problem is we don't still, to this day, really know what causes those disparities.
Is it a question of enforcement, authority, the sort of tribal authorities?
People
versus...
still trying to understand where the breakdown is. And the Associated Press did a thorough analysis of hundreds of cases trying to figure this out. And they found that in the end, even with cases of rape, abuse, assault, and murder, federal prosecutors end up declining half of those cases that occur on Native lands. Joining us this morning, John Major, who's the chief prosecutor for the White Mountain Apache Tribe, and the Honorable Anita Finde, chief judge of the White Earth Tribe of Northwest Minnesota. So, John, first of all, let's deal with the first statistic. Is the problem here just that there's more crime on Native lands? It's impossible to prosecute all those cases?
I'm not sure of that. I couldn't really tell.
We have the statistic that the Native Americans on reservations have 2.5 times the crime rate of the general U.S. population. Is that the issue?
That may be part of it, but a lot of it is the jurisdictional differences. The fact that the tribal justice system is limited by the Indian Civil Rights Act of 1968, and by the fact that many, if not most, tribal judges are not law trained, and we don't have the resources non-Indian court systems have to investigate and properly prosecute a lot of these crimes, and to give the defendants the constitutional rights that they have in non-Indian courts. The Indian Civil Rights Act puts some limitations
on what can be done. So Judge Finde, explain to me what these limitations do when you're in a courtroom on Native land. You're limited by what you can do as a tribe, and then you don't have recourses to the state, which means when you have a case that you need to send up to somebody, you have to send it to the federal government. Is that right?
Right. That's right. There are limitations. Minnesota is what's called a public law 280 state, and that means that the state does have criminal jurisdiction on our reservation. So we have three jurisdictions that have the ability to prosecute crimes: tribal, state, and federal. And it's often a situation where one jurisdiction wants the other jurisdiction to take the lead and prosecute.
And then it becomes even more complicated whether they're Indian or non-Indian defendants, right? I mean, if you have a case where there's a burglary that's committed by an Indian acting in concert with a non-Indian, then it gets really complicated.
That's right. I think people are shocked when they find out that the prosecutors have to take into account the race, the so-called race, whether the perpetrator is Indian or non-Indian, and whether the victim is Indian or non-Indian. We had a situation in White Earth where an assault actually occurred in the courtroom, and one of the perpetrators was non-Indian, and the tribal court cannot assert criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians, even when the crime occurs in front of our eyes.
Well, we're speaking with the Honorable Anita Finde, who's chief judge of the White Earth Tribe in Northwest Minnesota, and we're talking about the fact that federal prosecutors end up declining to pursue half of the cases that are referred to them if they come from Native lands. And Judge, I want to ask you, in cases of rape, abuse, assault, even murder, are the people who live on reservations ending up not getting justice pursued the way somebody off the reservation is?
I think it's very clear that crimes are not prosecuted in Indian country to the same extent that they are in non-Indian jurisdictions. The statistics show that Indian women, there are 34% of Indian women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime. The statistics are very shocking about crime in Indian country.
So why is this, Anita? Is it because of a reluctance to have to deal with this complicated sort of patchwork of laws that makes federal prosecutors not take these cases?
Yes, I think it is the patchwork of laws, and I think it's clear that before this legislation was passed, the federal prosecutors did not have to report to us when they declined to prosecute a case. We're just now receiving letters from the prosecutors telling us that they are officially declining to prosecute a case, and why.
That's the Honorable.
We never had that information before.
Well, maybe that might help solve the problem in the future, perhaps. So that's the Honorable Anita Findlay, Chief Judge of the White Earth Tribe of Northwest Minnesota. We also spoke with John Major, Chief Prosecutor for the White Mountain Apache Tribe, talking about a review from the Associated Press, which revealed that federal prosecutors end up declining to pursue half of cases that come from Native lands. The response from the Department of Justice: unfortunately, federal declination numbers on face value without full context are not an appropriate measure of whether justice was served. The numbers don't capture the reasons cases are rejected and miss those that are prosecuted outside the federal system. Still a large disparity between the justice that occurs off reservation land and justice that occurs on it.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.